Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
All right, class, I've got another telephone listen line number for you. This one I just tested and it works, 641-793-4512. And that, repeat, 641-793-4512. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, your latest version of ESP, Induction Through Forms of Self-Hypnosis, it's available, second edition. How do we get it?
You can order it right off my website, directly from me. It's numbered, and there's a numbered edition up to the first 400. I have some other things. Because of it, I am strapped for cash. And so I went on Facebook to sell a few things of mine, and I hit a button which put it on my website and, added the exposure. And boy, did that work for me. I have a need right now for help. I can't make it through the month without selling some of my magic books. I sold a robe that belonged to Samuel McGregor Mathers of Golden Dawn. I sold that yesterday. And I have a bunch of artifacts. I no longer need them. I'm downsizing. I don't need to give them to my children because my children aren't interested in the area in physics that I do. They have their own life and they own directions on things. And so they have no interest in magic and witchcraft and, you know, that kind of thing. However, a lot of Gen X's do. That is the trend now. And they're not interested in religion. They're interested in witchcraft. And so I have decided I was gifted. Somebody gave me an online university that is probably worth maybe a couple thousand dollars in terms of the paperwork of legality and registration and getting all the forms done. And it's a 501c3 out of Florida that I'm going to turn into. It was originally set up by the CIA and the Brazilian Secret Service. And it was never used. It was going to be one of their fronts. And they never used it, and so my very good friend that ran the Brazilian Secret Service gave it to me because, quote, he would like to be Brazilian Lodge, just like Aleister Crowley did it with Moda. And what I'm going to do is turn this into a Harry Potter-like university in metaphysics. And National Geographic children out of UK liked my Aqua Girl and the Lost Secrets of Water is a manga comic for children in National Geographic. And that has 9 issues that are going to run if I can find a good cartoonist to work with my writing. Now, if that works, I'm going to take the work I'm going to do with this university and convert those into manga comics for children, because children are starving for technical and valid information on metaphysics. And I got to see Megan, the metaphysical Megan. She's this girl that she was on Twitter and went ballistic when she tanned her butthole. It went ballistic, and the people thought it was very funny and all of that, where she's using a yoga position to tan herself. And I've decided that I'm going to try to add some humor to what I do so that everybody gets what I'm trying to say. And it's humor is the link between being androgynous and having a physical mate. In the tree of life, the two outer paths go to God, the hermit and the lovers, and the path that connects them is humor above Christ consciousness, you know, what we call Tipperary. And what I'm going to try to do is move men into the next level of physics, which is, I'm going to suggest, altered states of consciousness, the laws of physics change. And what I'm doing right now is attempting to map where one state begins and the other ends as tools in a toolbox, trying to get a better definition like ESP and hypnosis for guessing and being above statistical inference. And the children of our earth right now are starving for this kind of relationship, and we're failing miserably. And so I'm going to orient this school towards special children that want to go beyond physics. And meta means beyond. And so metaphysics is beyond physics, where you go beyond the physical plane. And it seems that it's timely. Everybody gets what I'm trying to say. And I've now figured out how microdosing with mushrooms has changed medicine maximally. Basically, when you take a mind-altering like mushrooms, psychedelic mushrooms, these are basically toxins that have chemistry that look very similar to neurotransmitters. They're slightly different. And what happens is the brain freaks out seeing these look-alike neurotransmitters entering the body. They overproduce in the brain of the correct neurotransmitter. But it turns out psilocin and psilocybin mushroom-like chemistry from the brain are resonant cavity oscillators that dialogue with subtle bodies outside the physical body. We know about this from psychism and from Eastern religions, where they talk about chi. And chi is structured water in a microtubule that actually physically leaves the body at the moment of death. It's a subtle body. The thing is, it takes placebo, 10%, your mind's eye, and is closer to psyche and to matter. By releasing these neurotransmitters, you now have placebo activating at 60%. And imagine what happens when we start teaching our children these concepts.
Well, it sounds like placebo will become medicine.
Well, that's what it is. The body heals itself. Mm-hmm. It takes care of it. Once you know where you're going, the body automatically tries to fix it right out of the gate. And what happens is, yeah, well, it's one for this century. It doesn't mean it's going to be the end all of everything, because, of course, nothing in physics is static. It always is in change. The laws of physics change every 20 years. And my theory is going to suggest there will never be a theory of everything.
It sounds like that's because the laws of physics were written by Congress.
Well, I'm not sure if that. I'm not sure I'm going to go that far. But yeah, the double speed of triple. That's right. I think that, and what I want, even though I'm owning this university, I'm not going to run it. I need a Dumbledore, somebody more neutral than me, and I'm hoping that there will be teachers in this university that absolutely contradict with what I'm teaching. I want that diversity because that's correct balance. I know I don't know.
And Rick, while I may have... Will you be offering degrees at this university?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And so what
well,
degrees
you see,
do you see?
I've sent you some information on this already. What did you think about that inner city metaphysical school in high school?
I did not see that.
Oh, you did not see that? Okay. When I get power back on, stay tuned on that. I will send you that video. You must post it, Vincent. It is the funniest thing. It's a couple of blacks running a high school in metaphysics in the inner city zone, where, you know, their budgets aren't quite as good as the ones I hope to have, et cetera, you know, the Oxford and so on. I have, believe this or not, I have an Oxford professor emeritus using my model right now in his studies with mushrooms. It doesn't mean that it's right. What we needed was a handle on how to approach things outside of space and time. Space and time are not real. They're constructs in the way a human being organizes information. And space, is it curved, or is it the shortest distance between two points is a straight line? Yes, the answer is both. And if you say that space is curved, you can, with very simple tensor math, prove the Earth is flat. Now, why would you want to see the Earth differently than being flat? Well, because if you look at it this way, you have these doors that are available to you. If, however, you look at it that way, then you have those doors available. And what is wonderful is that all of the doors are available based on your belief system. And your belief system is not an absolute. Because if you were born in Iraq, you would not be a Christian. Now, does that mean everybody born in Iraq is wrong? No. It means they see the universe differently and have access to different aspects of the universe. You do not. And so belief systems, like I train Navy SEALs, is a tool in a toolbox. And when you go to Iraq, you would not go as a Christian. It would be like wearing a sweater in the heat of summer. It doesn't mean you throw the sweater away. But, you know, you put it, fold it up neatly, and put it in the drawer to use at a more appropriate time when it's necessary. And that's what's wrong with Christianity today. They do the very thing. The whole structure of religion is based on not doing, making judgment on another.
Fascinating. And when we come back, Rick, would you tell us what degrees you plan on offering? Bachelor of Science, Associates
Master
of Science.
Well, we'll do the lodge one. We'll do the way the Masonics do it. How's that?
And the one I'm interested in is the doctorate. We'll be right back with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Website, RichardAllenMiller.com. Richard, A-L-A-N, Miller.com. Rick, so seriously, are you going to be offering a doctorate at your online university?
Not only am I going to be doing that, it's going to be valid.
Mm-hmm. So seriously, I'm very serious about this.
And Columbia University or some of the others may not approve it. Yeah.
Oh, I don't care about that. Who approves Columbia?
No, but if you can blow up.
Who approved Columbia? Who approved Columbia? I mean,
well,
really.
That was the university that I wanted to do my doctorate at, and they wouldn't take me because I had been part of SNCC, which took over that building in Columbia. There were 10 of us took over because of nuclear weapons. And because of that, this is a story that a lot of people don't know. I ended up having to go to MIT. Was better, actually, for what I wanted. And that's where I got to meet Albert Szent-Czerski, Dr. Charles Mises, Dr. Edward Horton. They were professors of mine. And I am blessed with my history, and I'm going to try to give it legs and leave something for men that you then and others pick up and write your own books on. I'm not the bottom line. I'm just one more footprint for man. My goals, and I think, are valid. I think that I have something important to give back to humanity, like it's given to me. I'm very blessed. You know, in my youth, as a child, you know, they thought there was something wrong with me back then. And they wanted to put me on lithium. Risky, asks too many questions, very disruptive. And the that was one teacher. That was third grade. Fourth grade. Mrs. Reed. Well, yeah, the fourth grade, Mrs. Reed realized I didn't even read English yet. And so she kept me after school every night. I learned how to read English. In fifth grade, I read every single science fiction story in the public library. In sixth grade, they wanted to advance me into high school. And that my mother wouldn't let them do that either. So they didn't get me on lithium, and they didn't advance me in school. And so I'm basically a functioning savant that is gifted and normal, semi-normal. you see how I am.
my wife was unpacking some materials from the move, and she pulled out my fourth grade report card. And my son was reading it, and he got a real chuckle out of it. You know, Vincent asked a lot of questions. Vincent asked too many questions. You know, Vincent is improving slowly. he's being a little less disruptive. We must have had the same teachers. So did you meet Abbie Hoffman?
Did I read Abbie Hoffman?
No, meet him.
I had him as a student in a course I taught with Peter Coyote. And, I've been very blessed in my history. Yes, I'm familiar with Abbie Hoffman.
That's really neat. Now, so Abbie Hoffman was an activist, and some might say he was a social activist, an anarchist, and a revolutionary. Now, he formed the Youth International Party. But Abbie Hoffman, when we say anarchist class, that doesn't mean rape, pillage, plunder, steal. Doesn't mean any of that. Anarchy means without a leader. That's what it means. It's not used that way.
Robert Anton Wilson, Bob Wilson, all hail Eros, all hail Khaleesi. Chaos rules.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday I heard this commercial, I heard a portion of it. It was so cool. GCN aired a double speak commercial. It was brilliant. And class, if you go to the archives and you listen to about 10:50 on GCNlive.com. You have to do it on GCNlive.com because the commercials are there. You will hear.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is a top government watchdog says in a just-released report that the Trump administration did break the law by withholding congressionally approved military aid to Ukraine last summer for a policy reason. The Government Accountability Office report coming a day after the House of Representatives sent articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate for conduct related to his withholding that aid to Ukraine. Trump had refused to release the funds at the same time he was pressuring the country's new president to announce investigations by that country of former Vice President Joe Biden. The U.S. Senate is headed today towards passage of the big North American trade deal to replace NAFTA. Senate Majority Chief Mitch McConnell saying it will create jobs and boost economic growth. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Watch it.
I can't understand something.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day of God,
you're when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
We're talking about Abbie Hoffman, A-B-B-I-E-H-O-F-F-M-A-N. His full name was Abbott Howard Hoffman. 1936 to 1989. He was an American political and social activist, according to Wikipedia. And he was a revolutionary. He co-founded the Youth International Party. He was a leading proponent of the Flower Power movement. And he was arrested and tried for conspiracy and inciting a riot as a result of his roles that were involved in protesting that led to violent confrontations with the police during the 1968 Democratic National Convention. And his group was known as the Chicago 8 and ultimately became known as the Chicago 7. And he was an activist into the 1970s, and he's an icon of the anti-war movement and the counterculture era. He committed suicide by a phenobarbital overdose in 1989. So, Rick, additionally, Abby Hoffman, there's another article about Abby Hoffman, and it says Abby was a real outlaw. He was always into doing something illegal, whether it be the Weather Underground, blue boxes, counterfeit watches, or coke. He was an honest, principled, all-around dude who never ripped off anybody except the establishment. And that's what I remember of Abby Hoffman. I never met him, but I am aware of some of his work with blue boxes. And class, a blue box is an electronic box, that would generate...
You know why I'm laughing?
Yeah, why?
Because Michael James Reconosciuto, a.k.a. Captain Crunch, was my best friend out of Tacoma. And he used to come in and to my bookstore in the 70s, which is where I met him and Albert Hoffman and others when I was working military.
Well, so, Glass, the blue box, there's a red box, a blue box, and a black box.
And black box, yeah. Ding, ding, yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, and if you ever used a payphone, of which I don't know if there are any left, if
yeah,
you had
do.
One of
They're
these...
called TARDISes now, time travel machines.
Yeah.
If you
had a red box, it would generate the tone. So what would happen is you'd pick up the receiver, put a dime in the slot, you'd be connected to the operator for a long distance call, and the operator would tell you how much the call is, and you know, it might be 75 cents for the first 3 minutes. And if you had a red box, what would happen is you would hear these tones in the background each time you inserted a coin, like a quarter. And a red box, you'd have a little button, and you'd push this button once, and it would generate the same sound as a quarter being dropped into the coin box. And the operator would listen. That's one quarter, two, three quarters, and then she'd connect the call. And that was a red box. So all it did was generate the same tones that the computer would generate when you dropped the coins into the slot. It'd be a red box. A blue box was a little different, but it generated two tones simultaneously, and it simulated the computer's routing of your call. So you could, someone could, call an 800 number and then use a frequency, which I won't tell you what it is, that would disconnect that or blow off that 800 number. Then you had a clear path to dial any number you wanted. And you could call anywhere in the world for free. And that was called a blue box. And some people experimented with blue box, and I think they got caught and maybe arrested, because they would call, let's say, England from somewhere in the United States. And they would use the code to select the undersea cables, of which I believe there were about 12 to 24 trunk lines to England or Europe. And back then, I'm talking in the 70s, back then, you'd have to, if you wanted to make a call to Europe, you'd have to call the international operator, say, here's the number I want to call, and then when a line became free, you could call that, the operator would call you back and make the call connection. But if a person had a blue box, they could jump right to the front of the line and call England like a payphone in an airport. And then they could blow that off and come back on another undersea trunk to, let's say, New York or somewhere on the East Coast. And then they could blow that off and go back to England. And one person with one of these boxes could literally tie up the entire world's communication between the United States and Europe. That's why the phone company had such a problem with it. So, Abbie Hoffman was at the forefront, I believe, of blue boxes and red boxes. And is that right?
He got that from Michael James Reconosuccio. Yeah. And Michael is currently in Leavenworth. And I'm in contact with him. If anybody wants to talk to the original Captain Crunch, there he is.
And I forget why they called him Captain Crunch, but
it had to do with Cracker Jacks.
Oh,
there is.
Okay,
it's all a story.
But you know, those were interesting times back in the 70s when, and what happened was Bell Telephone, the corporation, was so proud of their engineering that they published it and they patented it. So. Someone with who was inquisitive, such as an Abbie Hoffman, could just go to research the patent and say, oh, here are the frequencies that are being used. Here's how it works. Oh, that's not so hard to make a sine wave generator. That's not so hard. And that's what happened. So you had
signal
people. Signal generator, right. And that's how it happened. So those were the.
Yeah, now we have the dark web, and we have Google. And Google, yeah. I'm at war with Google, man. Oh, man, if you think Amazon's bad.
I don't use Google.
We're up against. It's really creepy. And to realize that most of it is no longer human.
Yeah, I don't use Google. I use a duck. DuckGo, DUCKDUCKGO, as a search engine. Rick, what is you mentioned witchcraft. What is witchcraft to you?
Well, in American tradition, it would be the American Indian. He is oriented in totemism and animism. And I taught this at the University of Washington and at Evergreen. I was first faculty at Evergreen. Teaching these courses way, way back when. And Evergreen now is an alternative university, and I was part of that, and now I want to do an alternative metaphysics university. And I would like other people besides myself to be teaching there. And I think there's a perfect place for you as our janitor.
You think it's a perfect place? What was that?
You're working as the janitor, in the place, because it's going to take all of your skills to pull it off. Trust me.
What I was thinking is the janitor's office near the electronics lab? That's what I want to know.
Yes. Well, no. It is the electronics lab. That's why it's the janitor. It is the... No, I'm going to have fun with this, and I'm going to need a lot of help financially and physically. I'm going to need webmaster. I need one now, really bad. I need someone that can set me up on online teaching. Now, I've got Nuetti up in Roseburg, but I don't know if Bob Kraft wants to do that or not. But see, I'm going to need all. I've got a list of things that I need done. And I can't get there from here with my current resources. I'm going to need some individuals, people like you, that would be willing to offer other classes besides what I'm teaching. You could do one on automotive, how to, you know, make a DeLorean. I don't know. That's what's really needed, to go to the place where it's not about money.
Does everything have to be... Does everything have to be legal?
Well,
you know,
that's why they did the Bahamas in the first place for banking. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What I was thinking, Rick, there's no reason why vehicles should be getting so few miles per gallon, in my opinion. That's why I asked about legality. You know, we have these catalytic converters on the exhaust systems that superheat the exhaust, so it forms really tiny particles that stay airborne for months. Whereas if we had a diesel engine that just had smoke, it would fall down within an hour or so. So instead of breathing it all, it'd fall down the ground. And I got to tell you that there's a real easy way to improve the miles per gallon of these vehicles. It just takes maybe an hour, and you can pick up 15%, 10%.
You could run them on water rather than gasoline. You could. There's a bunch of things you could be doing.
Well, I used to race cars back in the 1970s, and I still have my race car. I was a 1968.
You were a gearhead.
Well, I literally race cars. I still have my old race car. It's a 1968 AMX 394 speed. And I put it on the track, and I tried lots of things. I tried increasing the turbulence of the carbureted mixture of air and fuel. I tried different fuel ratios. I tried water injection. I lowered the resistance as best I could of the parasitic drag of everything on that car. And, you know, I found out things that worked, things that didn't work. For example, I mean, here's a real simple thing. I took off the air cleaner on the racetrack. I had the hood on the vehicle, and I put a tomato, a large tomato can, which was the exact diameter of the carburetor, and I channeled the air straight down. So instead of having more turbulence, I channeled the air so it goes straight through the venturis, the four venturis of the four-barrel carburetor, and I picked up about a tenth of a second time. Decrease, meaning I went faster just by doing that. And how much did that used tomato can cost? It was free. I just took a can opener, I opened both ends. And so there's simple things that you can do. You can increase the temperature of the air mixture. You can decrease the temperature of the air, make it more dense. You can modify the spark plug so that the spark actually points where the combustion needs to happen in a wedge-shaped cylinder. There's so many things that you can very easily do that are almost free. All you have to do is think about it a little bit. And that's what I did. I tried increasing the restriction of the exhaust, and I ran open headers. I got a worse time with open headers than I did with the factory exhaust system. How about that? We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I'm thinking about this janitor's closet that you've got next to the electronics.
Not a closet. It's going to be the gun. It's the gun porch. It's going to have its own. Design it the way you'd like it, Vincent.
Yeah, I'd like it to have an automotive. I'd like it to have an automotive shop. I'll tell you why. So Rick, I worked on a car. And I don't really want to say which model it is, but it gets about 24 miles per gallon, up to 32 on the highway. 32 on the highway. That's reported miles per gallon. It's a 3,600 pound automobile, and you can buy them. They're available. And so I tinkered with it, and that darn thing gets 47 miles to the gallon on the highway. Why is that? Why was I able to do that? When right out of the gate, right from the dealer, it gets 32 on the highway. So we could all save a lot of fuel if the engines were tweaked. I don't want to say exactly what it is, but I didn't. I didn't take the catalytic converters off. They're still on there, and it still works fine. And the miles per gallon is great. I love it. But with the computer controls, I don't know if you can do these things anymore. It has to be an older vehicle. So that's the kind of thing I'm interested in. More efficiency. And
All the road warrior vehicles for us. And we're going to have special wheels that have knives that come out of the wheels to cut other tires apart. That kind of thing.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we just incorporate lasers? Maybe 100 watts lasers into you know, the sides of the vehicle. So
you're
you just hit the button.
Spirit of it. Now you're getting the spirit of it. That's right.
Yeah, so just hit the button and, you know, the guy next to you just has a flat tire. You know, what we're talking about is applying technology to the walking dead. That's what we're talking about.
Yes, there we go. And you get a degree for that.
So what I would like to do is earn a doctorate based on a lot of my experience that I've got notebooks of all a lot of things that I've done. So based on my research, experimentation, innovativeness, and inventions, use that toward my doctorate.
Well, we'll probably get to you on the merit of how many skills that you've got on your deck. You know, how many human being little X's that you have on your kill ratio. That'll probably
So I called up Walmart, and I told them I was interested in applying for a job. And they said I had to come in or go online. I said, I don't want to do that. I want to talk to somebody. And they said, no, you have to do that. And I said, well, you don't have to talk to anybody else. I'm your guy. I can do whatever it is you've got. I can do it. I can push the carts. I can be a greeter. I can sell tires and batteries. And I can be the technician, you know, under the car.
Yeah,
I can fix your microwave system.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, no. And so they thought I was kidding, and then they thought I was real. So when I go to Menards, I want to apply at Menards because they're now hiring. I want to apply there. I want to see what happens. I want to see what happens when they ask me, you know, what I'd like to do. And
they're probably going to have the janitor. That's what I figured.
Well, or the maintenance guy
when everybody else is gone.
Yeah, or the maintenance guy. I could be the maintenance guy.
Well, the one that keeps everything running.
Yeah. So I'm really interested. You know what I'd really like to do is I'd like to video that and put it, you know, on the internet. You know, Vinny goes.
I have that video. I told you I'm going to send you. I'm going to go home shortly to my home. Julie's already got it packed up, and I'm going to try to see when we get the internet back up. I'll send you this video. I'd like you to place it so that everybody gets it because the visual on it is wonderful. It's one of those metaphysical schools that doesn't have the budget that normal schools have, and so they have to have a little inner city metaphysical school.
I'm just imagining.
Oh, you're going to love it, Vincent. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. And wait till you see Metaphysical Megan, man. Check her out.
Metaphysical Megan. I did, and I think she is disgusting. She's out there tanning her rear end, and she's like, and she's right up there with Gwyneth Paltrow. And by the way, did you order your Gwyneth Paltrow scented candle?
No, I don't know anything about that.
Okay. Well, Gwyneth Paltrow has this candle. It's $75. It's in a black kind of a cup, like a mug, like a USA Prepares coffee mug, black, that kind of a shape, but without the handle. And it's got wax in it, and it's vagina scented. And they're only $75, but they're sold out. So I'm not kidding, Rick. I'm not kidding. So we're going to compete.
We're going to have fun with it.
We're going to compete with her with our bovine scented candles, you know, down on the farm scented candles, Black Angus candles. Rick, thanks so much.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.